Okay, we're continuing in the Drash HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaShmini, and in the Mosad Rav Kooks, we're on page Shin Vav. So last time we talked about the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu with the rock, where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of talking to the rock, and that happened because Hashem told him to take the stick. He thought he was supposed to hit the rock with the stick, but really Hashem just wanted him to take the stick. So we were in the middle of talking about what the problem was. So at the top of Shin Vav, remember, Moshe should have talk to the rock. We know that. But okay, what's the big deal? Okay, so that was a chait, but the Ran's going to explain why it was such a big deal. So the top of Shin Vav, he says, certainly, it makes sense, that Moshe, when he hit the rock, thinking that's what he was supposed to do, and very little water came out, he must have been standing there like a little surprised. Like, what's going on? Like a person who a professional who installed a shower, and they turn it on and ready to go, nothing happens. And they're like, how come that didn't work? So Moshe Rabbeinu was also wondering. He did everything he was supposed to, he thought, so why wasn't this working? So he hit it a second time. Why did he do that? Like he wasn't sure. Because he thought maybe when I hit the rock the first time, I didn't have the right kavanos. Maybe that was the problem. He thought maybe he wasn't fully connected to Hashem in the highest level to make a nes come about, so maybe he didn't hit the rock with the right kavanas, with the right dveikus connection to Hashem, and that's why the miracle didn't work. It was a lack of proper thought. He didn't have the highest, holiest level thoughts. He thought maybe try again. He thought he didn't have the right thoughts, and that's why the miracle didn't work. So he hit it again with proper kavanas, with the full intention, as much as he can muster. And then tons of water came out. Now, says Duran, lo mipnei ha'kashenis, it's not because he hit it a second time. Remember, he wasn't supposed to hit it any times. So hitting it a second time doesn't help. So why did it come out when he hit it the second time? Aval mipnei sha'amayim, she'ischilu lozuv partzu v'hayavaru. Really, all it was, basically coincidence. Moshe had started the thing going. He hit it once, and that caused it to start dripping out, not a ton, but eventually it burst forth, but it really had nothing to do with the hitting. If anything, hitting it a second time might have made it not as good. Because anybody who adds to a mitzvah takes away. If Hashem says, do it X way, and you add to it, you're not making it a better mitzvah, you're making it a worse mitzvah. Hashem wants it done the way he said it. So hitting it more wasn't going to help. So if anything, it made it worse. At best, it was neutral and did nothing. But the purpose for him hitting it was he thought maybe he didn't do it with the proper kavanah the first time. And here's the problem. Ein safek, there's no doubt. The people who are standing around watching Moshe's face, v'hakaras panav, right, they recognized his facial expressions and the way he was acting. Maybe safek belibam. So that might have put some kind of doubt in their heart. Maybe it was a trick. Because they saw Moshe hit it, and it's like, oh, didn't work. So nisim aren't supposed to work like that. They're not supposed to be like, oh, you didn't, you know. It's supposed to work. So when they saw Moshe hit it and go, oh, that didn't work, let me try it again. It made it look like, wait a minute, is there a trick over here? So that was the problem. That was the Chilul Hashem. V'zeo inyan ha'pasuk sh'nemar, ya'an lo he'emantem bilakti, sheni le'ini b'nei Yisrael. It's because you didn't have faith in me to be mekadesh me into the eyes of b'nei Yisrael. That was the chait that the pasuk says. You weren't sanctified, you didn't make a kiddush Hashem for me. Right? Rashi there brings that, you know, just that if the rock listens to Hashem, certainly people should listen to Hashem. That's not exactly the way Duran is saying it here. Rather, it's because it puts some suffix in people's hearts. Kolomer shelo dikdaktem bidvarei. What the pasuk means to say is, you, Moshe and Aaron, weren't medaktik in my words. Laha'amin bam shebehiskariv ha'mata el pnei ha'sela b'vad yitein me'imav. Weren't medactic, you didn't pay specific attention to what I said to believe that just all I said was bring the staff, that just bringing the mata would have been enough to make that the water would come out. You weren't supposed to hit it, just supposed to bring it in the same room, like he said before, that staff had special powers because since it had been used for Nisim, it had holy, it had received the Shekhinah, had reached a lofty level, so just being in the same room would make it easier for Nisim to happen. That's why he was supposed to bring it, not to hit the rock. If you had just talked to the rock, then I would have been, if you would have just talked to the rock and had the staff there, it would have been a Kiddush Hashem again. And people, the Jewish people would have known my power. Now you did the opposite. Now everybody thinks that maybe there's a doubt in their hearts that this was a trick. Just the opposite of what I wanted. That my name would be sanctified again. Okay, that's the end of that story about the sin of Moshe. He named me Kol Makom Nira. Point is, we see from here, Shehei Ro'os HaMata V'hi Matz'o, just having the stick there, the mata there, HaYa'ozer B'Po'al HaNisim M'Pnei HaShef HaLakei Asher Echal Alav, it would have helped to make the Nisim happen, because it had already received a Shefa Eloki, this flow from Hashem, this higher level of Ruchnias, V'chol Shekin Sheroi, and certainly it was Roi, Sheka Asher Yishtatif Moshe M'Shar Nevi'im M'Nevua. We're now jumping to the next idea. If when a staff gets a stick, gets a holy shefa, something from Hashem, a special spirit from Hashem, it can be used again. The state retains its holiness. Certainly, a person like Moshe, who certainly had a great shefa from Hashem, when he stands around other Nevi'im, that they can reach a higher level of Nevuah because Moshe Rabbeinu is standing around. And that's why the story where Aaron and Miriam where Miriam was complaining about Moshe, where Hashem told Aaron and Miriam to come out right away near Moshe, they couldn't normally get Nevuah Pitom suddenly. Therefore, Shitif Moshe Imam. That's why Moshe had to be there, because for them to get that higher level of Nevuah that Hashem wanted to show them, it's because Moshe gets a higher level of Nevuah that he has to be on a higher level and not be married. Because I could come to him at any moment. So they weren't at the level to reach such Nevuah, so Hashem told Moshe to stand nearby them, because being near Moshe, they could reach a higher level. And for this reason itself, Hushamer is the reason for the story with the Shivim Zakenim, where it said, the Pasuk says, when Moshe asked that he should have some help, and Hashem told him to get the Shivim Zakenim, it says, Esfali Shivim Zakenim Ish Mizikne, shall go gather 70 of the Zakenim, the elders of the Jewish people, Asher Yadati Kihem Zikne Am Mishotra, that you know that they are the elders of the generation, and it's Shotrim, the people in charge, V'lakachto Sam, El Ohel Moed, you'll take them to El Ohel Moed, V'siyatzu Sham Yimach, they'll stay with you. So Hashem says, I will talk to you, Moshe. And the spirit that goes on you, Moshe, I'll spread it to them. Very clear that that's the way it worked by the Shivim Zakenim, that the reason they reached the level of Nevuah they got is because they got it as an overflow from Moshe. Could be all these 70 Nevi'im weren't at the level of Nevuah. It's only because Moshe was with them. Okay, and that had been the Ran's point, basically, in this whole drasha, or a lot of it, to say that being near something of a higher level lets you get to a higher level. Okay, now the Ran adds a new point. I have another thing I want to add here, and that is that it's known, Shatoelas Hanhagas HaKlal, V'tov sidurohu, that the way to properly run a nation, k'shetoshim ha'anagav atala rosh echad miyuchad, is it that there should be a one single leader, a king, a president, a leader. There has to be one leader, not 20 leaders, one leader. Mipnei zen etztav Yisrael ha'akim alayim melech. That's why the Jewish people have a mitzvah to have a king. K'dei shetesudar v'timashich ha'anagav imenu, so that the way that the nation goes shall go from the king, from one person, will not be ruined by 20,000 opinions. As if 20 people are in charge, you're going to get 20 opinions. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Bepesha Eretz Rabim Sareha. With the sin of a land, it gets a lot of rulers. In other words, it's bad to have a lot of rulers. You need one ruler. That's why Hashem wanted it, that Moshe should be in charge. Only, because it's better to have one person in charge. Until Moshe got too tired out, couldn't do it himself anymore. And he asked Hashem, I need help. I need some people to help me. So Hashem was worried about something that could go bad from this. Because what if not all the 70 people agree what they should be doing? And then it's going to be a big mix-up. achas lekulam, because even though they'll all get nevuah, the same one nevuah, and lo yeh rucham echad, if they don't have the same ruach, yeh b'inyan nevuasam eitzei eschalfas, and there's going to be a little confusion in what their nevuah says. Shekvar hu diyunu rabbasinu zal, she'en shnei nevim is not bim mesignon echad. Because Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin that if you have 20 Nevi'im, even if they all were supposed to get the same message from Hashem, the same Nevuah, they get it in different ways. They don't get it in quite the same way. Everyone gets it in their own unique way. And it's possible that some of these Nevi'im, apparently according to Ran, would read their messages a little bit differently, and then there'd be some confusion as to what the Nevuah was. So if you just had these 70 people together, we might have a lot of different opinions of exactly what Hashem said. Or at least to some degree, would be a disagreement with what Hashem says. Therefore, Hashem treated them, the Jewish people, like a smart doctor. When you give someone, a sick person, a drug that they have to take so that they feel better, and the doctor knows that the person needs to take this medicine because they're sick. If there are side effects, so smart doctor, when he gives the medicine, he says, you know, you're taking antibiotics to help you with your infection, but you also need to take, let's say, yogurt and probiotics because there are side effects, side issues that come out from taking antibiotics. So he knows to tell you to take something to counteract the negative things that could come from this medicine. Ken kasher ra Hashem yisbarach shehaya tzarech l'tarif Moshe shivim zekenim l'hanagas haklal. So too, when Hashem saw that he needed to have with Moshe 70 elders to help him out, ra shehaya efshar l'himoshech bazeh mitzad ma ezeh ro asidur. So Hashem saw this could lead to some problems. V'nishmer mizeh, so Hashem was able to avert that issue. V'hu that is, Hashem didn't tell them all to go in a bunch of corners and gave them all separate nevuah. Rather, nevuah was given to Moshe, and they kind of were able to listen in, type of thing. It was something similar to that. They all got nevuah, but it came from Moshe. So this way, at least at the beginning, when they would get the nevuah, not sure if it always worked this way, certainly at this time, when Moshe got Nevuah, they got Nevuah from him, so that they would all get the exact same message and there would be no disagreement. So this explains what happens after that. After the 70 Nevi'im get the Nevuah, then there were two people left over again, they still getting Nevuah. And the Pasuk says, Vayara tanar ve'yagid l'Moshe. The Nar, which was Yoshua, ran and told Moshe, Vayomer Eldad Omeidan Misnabim b'machne. Sorry, it wasn't Yoshua. It was Gershom. So Gershom comes and tells Moshe, Vayen Yoshua ben Nun, Mesharis Moshe mi'bachura vayomer Adoni Moshe klaim. So Yoshua, when he hears that Eldad and Omeidan are having Nevuah, he says to lock them up. We really need to think about why Yeshua said this. What's the avera to get Nevuah? That Yeshua said that they needed to be locked up. What did they do wrong? But it makes perfect sense based on what I said. Who, and that is, Yeshua saw, Yoshua chapped what this whole, why they all had to be together getting it from Moshe. The point was that everyone should get the exact same nevuah because it came from Moshe and there would be no disagreements at all. Yoshua knew that was the point. These two guys, they're having their own private nevuah. So that's not going to work. Even though they got real nevuah, since they would get it in a slightly different nusach that Moshe got it, so there might be some confusion and some disagreements. So therefore, Yeshua said, they want to get Nevuah? Very good. Put them in jail so that they can tell exactly nobody. And this way, there won't be any confusion. Maturif lezeh, additionally, Shekineh Yehoshua lechvodu Moshel Moshe. Yehoshua also was trying to stand up for Moshe's honor. Shal yenira midas yelo ashnayim shahayu bochrim yosir shiye ruach miyuchel atzmam v'lo yiyah nimshach miruach Moshe. Because it looked like that they wanted to be get their own nevuah, because they were too, they didn't want to get it from Moshe, they wanted to get their own. Looked like a lack of covenant for Moshe. Vim heyosh lo haisa kavonas ela lazeh, even though Eldad made that was not their kavana. Tell Yehoshua Makachi, Yehoshua made a mistake. Kilan divri misha omer sham Sanhedrin, she'elo shnei ha'anashi b'machne nishtayru, because according to the man the omer in Sanhedrin, he's going to explain this in Machlokas, why Eldad and Medad were there. But according to the one that says, b'machne nishtayru, in other words, they stayed in the camp, they never came. Lo iriz elahem elemitan anvasanusam. The only reason they didn't come is not because they were a big bali gaiva and they wanted to get their own nevuah, it's because they didn't think that they, it was because they were humble. They didn't think they were fitting to be part of this kingdom. Shamru Sham, because it says there, Tana Rabbanu, Vayishru Shnei Anashim Benachon, Kotzar Pasuk says that two people remained in the camp. Ish Amrim Bekalfi Nishtairu. Some say that they were left over Bekalfi, meaning their lots weren't picked. They were not to join. There was lots drawn to see who would be in the 70s of Canaan, and they did not win. That's why they stayed home. Rim Shimon Amrim Bemachon Nishtairu. Rim Shimon says, no, they didn't come because they stayed in the camp. When Hashem said, get me the 70 elders, so Eldad Medad said to themselves, we're not fit to be leading Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem said to them, since you lowered yourself, you were humble, I'm going to add to your greatness. My gedula hosif lam, what did Hashem add to them? Shekol ha-neviim kula nis'abubu pasku. All the other neviim got nevuah only when they were around Moshe, and as soon as that nevuah ended, it ended. Tehem nis'abu velo pasku. And these, Eldad u'Medad, they got nevuah, and it did not stop. They continued to get nevuah. Pinei l'das Rebbe Shimon, Yehoshua ta'a b'kavanasim shalelo. So at least according to Rebbe Shimon, Yehoshua made a mistake. It's because they were so humble that they didn't want to come forth. So Hashem gave them their own private nevuah because they were so, as a reward for being so humble. Yehoshua thought the reason they stood home is because they wanted to get their own nevuah and they didn't want to have to get it from Moshe. That they should be being on their own, and therefore somewhat of their own leaders. Pneze Amar, and therefore Yehoshua suggested, claim, lock them up. It's fitting that they should be locked up, so that they shouldn't ruin the leadership of the Jewish people. And if you hold like the man d'Amru says that they stayed behind because they were not chosen to be from the Shimon's kingdom, Yavo even Indian kipshuto yoser. So then you can read the pesukim and they're more pashipshat. Lefisha elu hashnayim kvar roosh lo haya chafit Hashem Yisbarach beisahilich liyosem neviim. They saw that they were not supposed to be chosen to be neviim. These two guys, Eldad Medad, vim kolzeh hayu misnabim b'machne. Still, they were being misnabim b'machne. They were still getting nevuah. In other words, just so you're clear, they weren't going to be neviim. And therefore, they decided to be misnabim b'machne. What does that mean? Misnabim hum mibinyan hispael shu misavev l'havid davar alatzmo. They were trying to get nevuah, not that they were actually getting nevuah. They had not been chosen, and when it says they were misnabim b'machne, it means they were trying to get themselves to be nevi'im. They're trying to k'mo elu shahayu misbodin v'osim k'yicholtam lasig b'nevuah, like people who go up and try to be by themselves and reach high levels of kavanas. They were trying to get themselves to become, to reach the level of nevuah on their own. Vagam lo hisigosa nikraim misnabim. And even if you don't reach that level, even if you don't actually get nevuah, you'd still be called misnabim. Kinin shakasav yes misasher fein kol. Like it says, there is someone who tries to become rich and does not succeed. Right? So it doesn't mean he became rich. It means misasher means trying to make himself rich. Shkam lo hisiga osher kraim misasher. Somebody trying to get rich is called misasher, even though they didn't succeed and they never became rich. So the point is, according to this pshat, Eldad u'Medad, they didn't have nevuah. They were just trying. That's what it means, misnabim. They were rejected. They couldn't get their own nevuah, but they were still called misnabim. Then it makes more sense why Yehoshua said, lock them up. Since they were trying to not go with what Hashem wanted, then they need to be locked up. Which is just interesting. You find this many times, or several times in Chumash, where it almost seems like they're trying to beat the system. Hashem said no, and they're going to try to do things to get Nevuah anyway. It's an interesting idea that comes up. But okay, we won't get into that now. So furthermore, Yeshua thought that which they were trying to get Nevuah was not just because they wanted to be holy and reach higher levels of Nevuah. Again, according to the second shot, that they were not chosen. So Yeshua thought, number one, it's not just they were standing behind because they wanted to get Nevuah, but because they wanted to be leaders, even though they hadn't been chosen. They were just jealous. We didn't see them last week really trying to get Nevuah. It must be they're just jealous. Looks like these are not people who want Nevuah because they want to be Nevi'im. It's because they wanted to be the boss. They wanted to be in charge. That was the problem. That's why Moshe said, Kla'im, lock them up. It's a very interesting thing around here says. He thought that locking them up would be a nice punishment, mida keneged mida, an appropriate punishment, because mida keneged mida. How? They wanted to be ruling everybody else. And everyone would have to listen to what they said. So the fitting punishment is that not only should they not be ruling over everyone, just the opposite. Everyone's going to rule over them. In other words, they're not even going to be in control of themselves. They'll be locked up. They won't even rule over themselves. Kimishu beveis hakela, someone in jail. In tzarech lomer shein hanhagas acherim, you don't need to say that doesn't control anybody else. Kigam hanhagas atma v'chol tenuosu b'shus acherim. Everyone's in control of him. He can't even control himself. So that's why Yeshua suggested to lock them up, because this way they would have no control whatsoever when they had tried to have control. Moshe ben Vesanuso, Moshe in his humility, Yeshiva responded, Va'amar ha-mekanei atali, Yeshua, are you trying to be mekanei for me? You're trying to stand up for my honor? Rotzalomer, came b'zei in roi lachosh alav. Moshe was saying, there's nothing to worry about here. Now, the way the Ron's going to explain most of this really works better with the one who says that Eldad and Medad stayed behind because they were humble, because they didn't think that they were fitting to be chosen. So Moshe said to that, Yeshua, you don't have to worry about this because there's nothing to worry about. Ki makinel Moshe b'avur kvodo, because if it's you're worried about my honor, asher lo yochashele Moshe klal, you don't need to worry about my honor. Moshe could care less about that. Ki lochash lefsed v'kilkel hanhaga, you also don't need to worry about the leadership being a problem. If Hashem was masking to give them Nevuah, if Hashem agreed that Eldad and Medad should get Nevuah, then you don't have to worry that something bad is going to happen from that. And that's what Moshe said. I wish everybody would be Nevi'im. That Hashem would give their spirit to them. He meant by this, if the way that these people would become leaders of the Jewish people was through some way other than Nevuah, it would be bad. It could be something would happen negatively if people rose to power through ways other than getting Nevuah. If Hashem says, I'm okay with giving them Nevuah and making it that's the way they become in charge, you don't need to worry about anything, that something's going to go wrong from that. Because bad things don't come from Hashem. If Hashem gives them Nevuah, it means it'll be okay that these guys got Nevuah. Otherwise, Hashem wouldn't have sent to the Nevuah. Because for the general populace of those 70s, Hashem took care of it, which is because he wanted them all to get Nevuah dafka through Moshe. So if Hashem saw a problem with Eden and Medad getting Nevuah, he wouldn't have allowed it. So it must be there's not a problem. That's why Moshe said, Yeshua, you don't need to worry about it. Okay, we'll stop here for now.